Frente al pelotón de fusilamiento, el coronel Aureliano Buendía había de recordar aquella tarde remota en que su padre lo llevó a conocer el hielo.
Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendía was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice. The first lines of one of the most famous books of modern times, read by the person who wrote them. Not me, the other guy. Gabriel Garcia Marquez. The book is, of course, 100 Years of Solitude. It's sold some 25 million copies around the world. Marquez wrote many other books and is considered, well, one of the greatest writers in any language of the 20th century. He died late last week at the age of 87. Today, in Mexico City, there has been a lavish memorial ceremony for him, led by the presidents of Mexico and Colombia. And joining us to discuss his life, his legacy, is Dr. Ralph Newmark. He's director of the Institute for Latin American Studies at La Trobe University. Dr. Newmark, welcome.
Good evening, Jonathan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. A very big day in Mexico. Two presidents commemorating his life. We get a sense there of the depth of feeling for Marquez.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, he's one of the great writers of all time, and indeed, in terms of Latin America, one of the greatest. Well, many regard him as the greatest. I think the idea that two countries are sort of celebrating him in terms of presidents turning up at his memorial, I think indicates that he was, although a Colombian, and his writing is very much deeply embedded in Colombian history, that he was really a sort of pan-Latin American celebrity and writer, really, I think, in many ways.
And one who, of course, you know, made that jump into the Anglophone world as well.
Well, absolutely. I think through the through translation, he's made available to a much wider audience. And I think, in a sense, he is now one of the great international writers of all time. But, of course, he lived his later life in Mexico rather than Colombia.
Yes, hence the dual presidential salute. Tell us a bit about his life, I mean, early life in particular.
Well, it's a fascinating life. He was born in a small town on the northern coast of Colombia, and, of course, this is very much the feeling of many of his novels. He was born in a small town called Aracataca, which is sort of up on the Caribbean coast of Colombia, between big cities of Barranquilla and Santa Marta. And he started off, he was rather self-educated. His first career really was as a journalist. And he moved around writing for newspapers in Venezuela, etc., but then drifted, if you like, into sort of writing novels. And, of course, the success of his, wasn't his first novel, but when 100 Years of Solitude came out, it really elevated him into an extraordinary position throughout the world, certainly first in the Latin American, Hispanic world, but then, as you say, through translation. But it's his hometown. I think it's this very evocative ambience that he gets in his books of this sort of tropical Caribbean, very much of the Caribbean coast. And Colombia, of course, is a very fascinating country with many differences and a very violent history, as many countries in Latin America sadly have. And much of this is captured in his work.
And I suspect it's at this point in a conversation on Marquez, Ralph Newmark, where we ought to discuss magical realism, which I suspect is a part of his writing which owed not a small amount to his experience in journalism.
Well, I think
not really.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was seen as the great, the doyen of this genre of magic realism, which I think for those of you, everyone out there who's read it, really is really captivating style, where you're sort of in an everyday situation, and then suddenly something happens that's, quite extraordinary and magical, I suppose you might say. I mean, just one thing that comes to my mind from remembering 100 Years of Solitude was that there was a character in it who, every time he appeared, he was surrounded by a flock of yellow butterflies, which sort of completely throws the scene. It's a sort of fairly mundane scene of this on a farm, or I think it was a plantation, and this fellow enters, and suddenly he's surrounded by these butterflies. It's wonderful stuff.
Sort of magical parallel realms. Marquez attributes this, does he not, to the stories of his grandmother, I think, who had this great sense of other worlds?
Yes, well, I think it's said to go back to that, yes, that very much he was brought up by his grandparents. I think his parents left him with these grandparents for quite a while in this sort of, you know, tropical backwater, you might want to say. And I think it was his grandmother who had an ability to weave these extraordinary stories that, but there are lots of sources. I mean, he became a very political figure, and I think this must be remembered with as well as his wonderful literature.
Yes, and he was, of course, a close friend with Fidel Castro, the Cuban leader. How else did his politics manifest?
Well, it was very much in a sense, he was a man of social justice, a man of the left. I think in many ways the issues of Colombian, if you like, social injustice of, you know, an oligarchy controlling large amounts of land and a large number of very poor people not having access to income, I think had a deep effect on him. And in a sense, he's... friendship with Fidel, although I think he often said it was an academic literature one, but I think he was a great admirer of the Cuban Revolution. And I think in many ways he felt that the sorts of problems that were endemic in Latin America really required, well, really major social change. And this put him very much offside with quite a lot of conservative people, and certainly that other great writer of Latin America, Mario Vargas Llosa, who he famously had a fight with.
But it's his politics, of course, and it's his celebrity, but also carrying with him the gravity of the Nobel Prize.
Well, I think he certainly wasn't the first Latin American to get it, but I think the Nobel Prize really put him, in the stratosphere of great writers, and I think quite rightly so. I think he got it in 1982 was his Nobel Prize for literature, but not the first, but certainly the first Colombian, certainly, to get it.
So an initiate to the work of Marquez, Ralph Newmark, where should they begin? What's your reading list?
I just think you've got to go straight to 100 Years of Solitude. It's just, I mean, I had the extraordinary experience of actually reading it in Colombia as I was travelling around. And it's a
otherworldly.
Very interesting...
Hmm? Otherworldly.
Yes, yeah, it was an extraordinary experience. The thing about it, I think I really would start with that. I mean, it has such an impact. I think it's his great novel, but that's not to say it's the only one worth reading, of course, but just about everything he wrote. And then, of course, some films made of his work as well that sort of work sometimes, but the books really are his great contribution. The Colombian situation is what's very interesting is that his contrast of the sort of sensuality of the coastal Caribbean coast as opposed to a rather austere highland culture, which has tended to be dominant politically in Colombia.
Well, Ralph Newmark, thank you very much for those observations. A sad but extraordinary and remarkable day.
Indeed, an absolute pleasure, and we say goodbye to a great writer.
Dr. Ralph Newmark, he's director of the Institute for Latin American Studies at Melbourne's La Trobe University. Marking there the day, there was a funeral, a big memorial ceremony for Gabriel Garcia Marquez in Mexico City today, led by the presidents of Mexico and Colombia. 26 minutes away from 8, we're talking tech next.